And we're going to be looking at Zechariah chapter 5 and reading in Zechariah chapter 5 verses 1 through 11. In Zechariah chapter 5, reading verses 1 through 11, and starting in verse 1, these are the words of God. Then I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, there was a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" And I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width 10 cubits. Then he said to me, "This is the curse that is going forth over the face of the whole land. Surely everyone who steals will be purged away according to the writing on one side, and everyone who swears will be purged away according to the writing on the other side. I will make it go forth, declares the Lord of hosts, and it will enter the house of the thief and the house of the one who swears falsely by my name, and it will spend the night within that house and consume it with its timber and stones." And the angel who was speaking with me went out and said to me, "Lift up now your eyes and see what this is going forth." I said, "What is it?" And he said, "This is the ephah going forth." Again he said, "This is their appearance in all the land. And behold, a lead cover was lifted up. And this is a woman sitting inside the ephah." Then he said, "This is wickedness." And he threw her down into the middle of the ephah and cast the lead weights on its opening. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and there two women were coming out with the wind of in their wings, and they had wings like the wings of a stork. And they lifted up the ephah between the earth and the heavens. I said to the angel who was speaking with me, "Where are they taking the ephah?" Then he said to me, "To build a temple for her in the land of Shinar. And when it is prepared, she will be set there on her own pedestal." And those are the words of God. Well, you can see in the first four verses that it is revealed through the vision to Zechariah. Remember, this is apocalyptic literature, so it's kind of sometimes odd visions like we see in this chapter. But here in the vision to Zechariah, there comes upon what it's showing here is that what comes upon all the wicked and all the profane will be the wrath of God, which Scripture says is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Here it brings out two different sins, stealing and swearing falsely, or swearing against the name of God, as it goes on in the passage to talk about. And curses will come upon those who do not take part in this reformation of Israel. Remember that Israel was in Babylon, they were in exile, and now they've been brought out. They're building the temple again after it's been destroyed. And if they're not taking part in this reformation, if they're not fully invested in it, they're going to come upon them curses. All those who fail to turn back to God will fall upon them curses. Well, in the rest of the passage from verses 5 to the end, even if some did reform, if wickedness then again prevails among them, they will be carried off and judged under a great destruction, under the wrath of God. And that is represented by the lead upon the mouth of the ephah carried upon the wings afar off. Beloved, even if we have reformed, one thing we need to remember is that if we turn back to wickedness and we remain there, that we will be judged forever. And we will have shown, like Hebrews warns against so many times, we will have shown that we were never true Christians in the first place. And if you have turned from the Lord, if you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you still, even today, we've come in, we've had remaining sin in our lives. Turn back to Him now. Turn back to Christ now and repent of your sins and love Christ. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. Though here it gives us great warnings, even to us today, and we're thankful for those warnings, that we would hear and give us ears to hear, that we would not turn away from you, that we would not continue in sin that grace may abound. By no means, of course, Paul says. But rather that we would turn from sin and put to death the sin so that your grace would be exalted. And Father, we pray that you would help us to repent of our sins. Repenting meaning to turn from our sin and turn to you truly from those sins. Father, we ask that you would help us in this by your Holy Spirit because we cannot do this ourselves. Our natural man still also remaining in us wants to sin and wants to covet and wants to bear false witness against our neighbor and commit adultery and lust after others and hate in our hearts. Our sin nature that still remains wants to go after other gods and other idols, even though we would never say that. Father, we have idols of this world, our possessions, our things, all of our wants can become idols. And Father, we ask that you would turn us from all these sins and all the sins that we've committed, even that we don't know that we've committed. Father, reveal them to us that we might turn to you away from them and love your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that we would be satisfied in him alone and not in the things of this world. Father, we ask that you would help us as a church, that you would even help us to see any corporate sins that we are committing, and that we would turn from them if we are committing them. Father, we pray that you would strengthen us in our faith, faith in your Son. We're thankful for bringing us here this morning, and ask that you would grow us in our sanctification, that is, that you would cleanse us of our sin and make us to be holy as Christ is holy. And Father, we also pray that you would grow us in number, not for our own glory, but for the glory of Christ alone, that you would be given all praise as you grow the church, because you are the builder of the house. Father, we do pray this morning for those who may be sick, like Ezekiel, whose lungs are not doing very well, and he's coughing. We pray that the medicine would help quickly, and that he would not have to continue taking that medicine. We do pray for Edward, who's visiting us today. We pray that you would heal his body, if it be your will, and we know if he is your son, that you will heal him eventually. Even if not in this life, when you bring him into your presence, he will be fully healed. And we pray that you would heal him and give us faith to believe these things. We pray for Dina, that you would help her and ask for even to continue to give the doctors wisdom that she's struggling in her body. And we do pray for Ron and Karen as they are planning on moving back to Kansas City. Father, we ask that you would help them in their planning and in their move this summer. We do pray also for the Shawnee Church as they continue to look for a pastor, that you would help them and bring them success in that goal they have to have a pastor again after a year and a half or so of not having one. We praise you for bringing Pastor Steiner for them. To be there for a time while they are finding a pastor. But Father, we pray that the one that they've called would accept that call and come soon. Father, again, we do praise you as we have in the past couple weeks celebrated the baptism of Jerkuch, who's not here today. We pray that you would be with him and his family, that he would believe unto salvation at an early age. We also pray for the McQuash family as they're not here today, that you would help them as well, and that we would all love it when we are able to worship together on the Lord's Day. Father, be with us as we continue in worship, and and bless your people because of your Son, not because of anything in us, but because of Him. And we pray that you would hear His prayers as we pray also that you would hear ours and answer according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.